You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And as we inch closer to Cowboys and Eagles, I'm getting more confident by the minute in my, I think Dallas is going to make this an incredibly close game, if not maybe get the win.
If not, maybe get the win, okay.
That is such a strong statement. It's 8.5 points.
If not, maybe get the win?
You've said you've given them no choice. You've left them for dead this year.
Yes, I have left them for dead this year. Yes, I have.
So, yes, that's a strong take.
But I want you to
counter to yours.
Counter to mine. No, not really, because my take is the complete is about as hot as it gets in the other direction. But yours is about it's very ice cold. It really, for being honest.
Well, but what I got to guarantee a Cowboys win.
Covering that would be saying it with your chest.
All right, so what if
you
say
said
the Cowboys
are going
keep
to win
it within a field goal?
Now, listen, again, that's not really doing
the
much.
The line's 8.5.
I know, but that's still not like a, whoa, the utter belief you have in Dallas.
People are acting like the Dallas Cowboys don't exist after the Micah Parsons trade.
Well, then if you really believe that this is going to be the game that you believe it is, here's the problem. Nobody cares if you're like the Cowboys are going to win tonight. Like if you could do whatever you want.
This could lead writer than you tomorrow. Okay,
that's all it is. Yeah,
Bill's my boy. He could hear this. He could take this nationwide.
Yeah. Hey, listen. I told Bill himself. I'm like, I don't know why you don't have Nick on every single week. He could give you a dynamic 15 minutes of whatever you need. Even Bill would be like, what are you doing in Cleveland right now?
I do like, by the way, that I refused to guarantee a Browns win with the Morning Boys earlier today when I called in at 9:20, who are 5.5-point dogs.
Yes, and now you refuse to give a Cowboys win.
And now I'm more closer to guaranteeing a Cowboys win.
But you still
win.
Won't do it. That's the final cross here, is that Nick Wilson, not a guarantee of winners, guys.
These are just not games you should put your pills on the table for, right?
I agree, but the discourse here is the idea that you think this is putting the pills on the table.
I mean, I feel like saying this is gonna be a closer game than people think. I know it sounds charm and soft.
It sounds very charm and soft.
But my point is, that's more than what other people think. It's a hotter take because people aren't expecting this to be a close game.
I just don't. I'm sorry. I don't see it.
I mean, I own it. I can't really push back on you. I understand it sounds like a soft take.
As long as you understand that as well.
When the Cowboys come real close to winning tonight, I don't want to hear it from you tomorrow.
When they lose by a
field goal.
I was going to say even like a touchdown with like 4 minutes left to go in the game, I'll be like, oh, man. Oh, I come in with my tail between my toes, I'll tell you that.
I just know if I guarantee a Cowboys win, I got to guarantee a Browns win.
Well, yeah, Ryan, but you've refused to do that.
You've almost got to go all or nothing with this.
I would love if you did it. It'd actually be the highest comedy we could have about this whole thing is you calling up and being like, I will not guarantee a win, to then after refuting it and us spending so much time and them trying to dog walk our buddy Jake Murren.
For you then to
turn around and be like, you know what? I do guarantee it. That'd be really funny. Like for me, like an SNL comedic standpoint, that'd be about as high comedy as it could get.
But I'm not going to do it.
No, you're not going to do it.
But
no,
the you thought about it.
That's the sad part, is I won't even be like, you thought about doing it on the phone with Ken, but I've just known you long enough to know you were just playing for the misdirection. You wanted Ken in that moment to think you were about to guarantee that win to just obviously not end up happening. It was good.
That's
misdirection.
That's a good read by you. That's a good read by you. So we do have the lead coming back with football back. Lead's coming up in about 10 minutes. But Laura Rutledge, I think maybe the most endearing thing, Laura Rutledge is obviously part of one of the faces of ESPN's NFL coverage, and she went on Andrew Marchand's Marchand Sports Media podcast. What a razzle-dazzle name that one is. And
got really creative for that one, huh?
Woo! So what's it about? Well, Andrew Marchand talks about sports media on a podcast.
I got a fast food spot. It's called Burgers.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At least you're not lying.
Like, hey, remember that Chinese food place? What's it called? You mean Chinese food? That's the one. We'll do it. But she was on Andrew Marchand's sports media podcast and admitted to creating a burner account once upon a time.
When he was with the Angels, I made a fake Twitter, which I'm admitting this, okay? I know this was wrong. I'm not doing it ever since, but this was a one-time thing. And the name was like Billy Halo 76 or something. And Billy Halo only tweeted positive things about Josh Rutledge. And then like the occasional Mike Trout tweet, because I was like, shoot, someone's gonna figure this out, you know? So if anyone had said anything negative about him, I would find them, and then Billy Halo would be like, you're wrong, blah 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 blah, you know, and back it up with stats or whatever. I don't think Josh knows this. If he watches this, he's gonna be really mad at me.
I think this is funny as hell. I love that she admitted for that she just owned it, even though it's like a decade later.
Yeah.
I love every part about this.
So it's nice. But what's funny is that, so I can't be the person that's like, I love this. But then when Goodell's wife got caught with her burner, I can't, that was a weird, I think the context matters and who she's sticking up for matters in this as well, right? Mm-hmm. Like she's sticking up for her husband who had an up and down career at best. I think that's a polite way to say it.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, like, if you're sticking up for Goodell,
who's making $50 million a year,
and one Twitter bot isn't going to really move anything anyway, like what are you really doing? So I think context matters. Who you're sticking up for in this instance matters. I also love the idea that she thinks it would change opinions too. Is the other part of this is pretty great.
I think it's charming as hell. It makes me like Laura Rutledge even more, and it makes me wonder. Let me put it this way.
I don't know. I'd be like, what are you doing though?
If it was Vanessa,
that's what I'm wondering. If it's Elise, I'd be like, don't even. Why are you wasting your time on that?
I would be worried for her mental health that she feels like she would need to. But again, that's like such a local thing. Whereas mm-hmm. Josh Rutledge, because he was a utility infielder, he was the guy that you only tweet about the middle infielder when you're mad.
Yeah,
you're never like, man, that utility guy. He came up big in that one at bat, and that's why we love him. It's like, no, Josh Rutledge, it's Michael Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are. Whereas with that, like, my job is designed for people to tweet mean things about it. Yeah. It is.
I'm not arguing.
It's a public job that has a lot of opinions to it. When you have opinions, people don't always like opinions, especially if they're contrary to theirs.
Mm-hmm.
But Ness is so nice. I think this is the other part of this, and maybe this is where the Laura, like Laura seems like a genuinely nice person. Elise, your wife, is a genuinely lovely, sweet person. Mm-hmm. Vanessa is a genuinely lovely, sweet person that I would just be worried about, like, don't take it personally because I don't want it to affect you. Like, that's more where my concern would be about.
When you create a burner account, clearly it's affecting you in some ways. But if they don't just create the burner account because they're like, I need to do this, they probably create the burner account because Josh was like, I don't love these Twitter trolls.
That's probably true.
It probably got to him emotionally. The reason why our wives have never created burner accounts is because we don't go home and complain about people on Twitter all day.
Yeah.
But like, if every day I came home and was like, oh, got beat up on Twitter again today, maybe my wife would turn around and be like, I'm going to try to help. I'm gonna try to alleviate this. I'm gonna try to do everything I can, and it's just a futile effort.
You really boomerang that back on Josh Rutledge, but you're 100% right.
And I'm just thinking about
it. Clearly affected him in some way. And she went on the offensive, and
it's a sweet move if you look at it through that lens.
Kind of a soft move on Josh, but very much so. Sweet move from Laura Rutledge. 216-474-0092. Laura Rutledge admitting that she had a burner account to defend her utility infielder husband back in the day. Charming or Chach, the lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.